In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers says it's reasonable to think the Biden administration could reverse the decision to move Space Command to Huntsville, Alabama. He hopes Biden will keep command at its current home of Peterson Air Force Base. Suthers tells Colorado Matters he feels good about the attention the issue is getting, even from people outside of Colorado.
The Armed Forces, House Armed Forces Committee says that, two senior members said the decision appears untethered from considerations of national security and military readiness.
Critics of the move, made in the waning days of the Trump administration, have called it a political decision. Colorado's entire congressional delegation recently penned a letter asking the Biden administration to revisit the issue. Colorado state housing programs face unprecedented demand this month. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The state government has offered help with rent and mortgage bills for much of the pandemic, but the number of people who want that help is on another level this month.
I can tell you that we are seeing an amazing increase in demand.
That's Allison George, the state's housing director, speaking at a virtual conference held Thursday by the Apartment Association of Metro Denver. She said landlords and renters have already requested $42 million of housing help this month.
$42 million. That's more than we spent in 2020. And that's just January.
Besides the effects of the pandemic, George says the EHAP program is now getting more attention due to marketing. And it's also easier for renters to apply through a new web portal. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
And hundreds of Bureau of Land Management employees left their jobs after the Trump administration's decision to move the headquarters to the west. More than 300 positions were relocated to Grand Junction or other western cities, but only about 41 people chose to move. The rest quit or retired. Critics believe that was the goal, to weaken the BLM and give the Interior Department more control. However, Colorado's congressional delegation wants to keep the headquarters in Grand Junction. They say BLM leaders should live near the lands that they manage. Right now, it's 30 degrees in Denver, 26 in Vail, 28 in Grand Junction. And you're listening to CPR News at 7:34.